If a conversation on Colorado Matters grabs you for the right reasons or the wrong ones, drop us a line. It's what Adam Potter of Boulder did. He heard our segment about rising autism rates in Colorado. In that conversation, I asked our guest about the latest treatments. We did not mention ABA, Applied Behavior Analysis.
This is both baffling and frightening, given that ABA has been demonstrated repeatedly in peer-reviewed journals to be so effective in treating autism that up to 50% of patients receiving early intensive ABA treatment lose their diagnosis.
Adam Potter serves autistic clients as a behavior analyst in Boulder.
Not mentioning ABA therapy in regards to treating the symptoms of autism is comparable to not mentioning antidepressants in the treatment of depression. If parents listen to that story, some may walk away thinking that their only options are speech-language pathology and occupational therapy, which may result in significantly less positive outcomes for their children.
This week's episode of Here's What Happened, our storytelling series, drew praise from Kay Holman of Fort Collins. It was about a German exchange student whose mother wound up marrying his host father, who was here in Colorado, and Kay left us this message.
I just wanted to let you know I'm having not a driveway moment, but a Interstate 25 moment, crying here on my way into Fort Collins this morning. And you just played the It Happened Like This, It Happened This Way, our version of the story for that you guys have been doing. And it was the story of the boy from Germany and his American stepfather and his mother. And I kept laughing and I just was crying in the car. It was such a wonderful, wonderful story.
And we're still on the hunt for stirring, funny, or crazy stories. As long as they're true, head over to CPR.org, sign up for our Public Insight Network, and tell us what happened. Of course, we love it when our reporting moves you. It's even more gratifying when it moves you to action, as it did for Fred Solheim of Boulder. A story he heard from my colleague Zachary Barr a while back sent him on a journey that included the Walter Reed Army Medical Center, VA hospitals, and eventually a remote desert canyon. Zach's story was about injured veterans learning to ski, and here's how it started.
In November, Marine Mark Latinsky was in Afghanistan. One moment, his body was sound. Then he stepped on an explosive.
Both legs were severed at about halfway up the shin, and then because of infection and whatnot, they ended up where they are now.
Where they are now is mostly gone, both legs amputated above the knee. He also lost the lower half of his left arm.
Zach's story continues with Mark Latinsky's first difficult day on the slopes. Well, by the end of that report, listener Fred Solheim was in awe of the injured Marine.
He was very upbeat and forward-looking and high-spirited. You know, I thought, man, that wouldn't be me. I'd be depressed. I'd be drinking. I'd be a mess. I'd be feeling sorry for myself. So I thought, you know, he deserves a raft trip.
A raft trip because Solheim believes floating down a river is therapeutic. So he invited Latinsky on a multi-day trip, but he couldn't go. Well, that didn't stop Fred Solheim.
The thought had already been planted in my mind, so I started trying to find other wounded warriors that would go.
Solheim contacted VA facilities in Colorado and Utah, searching for interested vets. He also called rafting outfitters and hotels, asking if they'd donate their services. He even recruited therapists. And in July, 17 wounded veterans and a support crew spent 4 days on the Colorado River as it snakes through Canyonlands National Park in Utah.
These guys are all adrenaline junkies. They're combat soldiers. And I thought the adventure of the Whitewater would be a challenge to them. It was my feeling that you give these guys a challenge that's difficult for them. They got to put themselves to it, but you're pretty sure they can accomplish it. And that's a big boost to them, to get them over their hump, to let them think they can, you know, they can overcome their disabilities.
But Solheim says it was off the river, among the tents and games of horseshoes, where the trip was most valuable.
We had a therapist with us. She told me that in our evening camp, some of these guys sought her out and talked to her on a level that she said she could never achieve in the sterile setting of a VA hospital. You know, I got really down and deep with her. She, in her opinion, it seemed very therapeutic for these guys to be able to dig down that deep and talk about things.
Well, Fred Solheim is now planning this year's river trips. He'll take around 50 veterans on 3 separate excursions this summer. And his mission now has the support of the Sierra Club. If you want to read more about the effort, we've posted a link on our website, cpr.org, which is also where you can share your feedback. Andrea Dukakis produced our interview about girls' clothing, and Megan Verlee produces our weekly conversations about the legislature. Speaking of which, Thursday was Colorado School Band Day at the state capitol. The governor signed a proclamation, which Representative Carol Murray read aloud in the House.
Whereas music education within school band programs has been proven numerous times to positively influence student achievement in all curricula, and whereas...
That proclamation went on to recognize band directors and communities that support their local music programs. And of course, there was a performance on the Capitol grounds. We'll leave you with that. I'm Ryan Warner. This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio.